Ойраеса.
Today's Amud is Yuma Daf Beis Amud Aleph, starting with Sechaz Yuma. The Mishnah says, Shivas Yamim Kaidem Yom Kippurim, says 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kain Gadol Mi Beisai, we're Mafrish the Kain Gadol from his house, Lelishkas Parhedrin, and we bring him to a certain room by the Beis HaMikdosh, known as the Lishkas Parhedrin, and we'll see in the Gemara exactly why we did this. But that was the halacha, that 7 days before Yom Kippur, we're mafresh the Kohen Gadol from his house to this Lishkas Parhedrin. Now the Mishnah is a little bit vague. Who's the we? It says, mafreshin, we're mafresh the Kohen Gadol from his house to the Lishkas Parhedrin. Who's the we? Who's mafreshim? So it could be it's Lav Dafka. There's a brayso on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We'll see later that Taka says a different lashon. It says that he's pyresh. It doesn't say mafreshin, that we're mafreshim. So it could be it's Lav Dafka. However, if you look in Amitz Kayach, which is generally said by Ashkenazim during Musaf of Yom Kippur, so over there there's an interesting lashon. Over there it says Machzike Amana. It says the Machzike Amana l'chayr referring to the Sanhedrin. Kaidem la'aser mafrishim kayin harosh. It says that the Machzike Amana, the Sanhedrin, before Yom Kippur, so they're mafrish the kayin harosh. They're mafrish the kayin gadol, which makes it sound like it's a din on the Sanhedrin to be mafrish the kayin gadol. It's very interesting because we actually have an edus from a certain Roman individual who was once present by the Avodas Yom Kippur, not inside the Beis HaMikdash, but he saw a little bit of the action going on outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And one of the things there that he was made, and this edus is brought by many of the Acharonim. The Yavetz brings it, the Sefer Shevet Yehuda brings it. And he's made over there that before Yom Kippur, 7 days before Yom Kippur, so they would prepare a lot of chairs in the Kohen Gadol's house. They would prepare a chair for the Av Beis Din, a chair for the Nasi, a chair for the Kohen Gadol, a chair for the Skan Kohen, and a chair for the Melech, and 70 silver chairs they would prepare for the Sanhedrin. This is what he writes over there. They prepared 70 silver chairs for the Sanhedrin, and they had a whole gathering in the house 7 days before Yom Kippur, and they would talk to the Kohen Gadol and tell him about the importance of what was present in front of him, before him, that what's going to be the next couple of days, and ultimately on Yom Kippur. And then it says that he was made that afterwards, so they would announce exactly which direction, how they were going to go from the Kohen Gadol's house to the Lishkas Parhedrin. And they announced, we're going to take him this route. And everyone would come and escort the Kohen Gadol. And there was a whole order. First the people from Malchi Yisrael would go, then Malchus Beis David, then Leviim, and then came different people playing instruments, then the Kohen Gadol himself, followed by all these other people, that they would go and escort the Kohen Gadol from his house to the Lishkas Parhedrin. So it seems from there also that maybe there's a din that the Sanhedrin is mafresh the Kohen Gadol from his house to the Lishkas Parhedrin. Maybe everyone else would also accompany them, but we see it's, this idea that's mentioned maybe in Amitz Kayach, that the and maybe that's the pshan, the word mafrishin. So anyway, says the Mishnah. So shivas yam kaidem yom kippur mafrishin kohen gadol mibeis lishkas parhedrin. It says 7 days before Yom Kippur, we're mafrish the kohen gadol from his house to the lishkas parhedrin. Umaskinin loy kohen acher tachtov, and we set up another kohen as a replacement for him. Why do we do this? Why do we set up another backup kohen gadol? Because shema yera by psul. Because maybe the first one will become puzzle. Says Rashi. What does it mean? Maybe he'll become puzzle. So says Rashi, Dibar Maskel Umaskinin Loi. Umizamnin Kain Acher Liya is Kain Gadol. We, I guess, invite or set up, prepare another Kain Gadol to be his replacement. Im Yera by Psul Keri. In case that maybe this Kain will get a Psul Keri or Shar Tuma Hamakvin Milava LeMikdash. Or perhaps a different Tuma that's going to be Ma'akiv him from going into the Beis HaMikdash. And the Maratz Chias points out, he brings from the Yerushalmi, that one of the Nisim that the Mishnah of Avay says happened in the Beis HaMikdash was that the Kain Gadol never became a Bal Keri. So why would we need to be Mazmin another Kain to replace him in case he became a Balkari, if that's one of the Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, is that he never became a Balkari. So the Yerushalmi says two terutzim. Either it could be that Nes, and all the Nisim perhaps, it could be was only in the Bais Rishon, and not in the Bais Sheni. Additionally, or alternatively, it could be that even if if the dinisim happen in the Bayis Sheni as well, but we still need to do our part. We can't be samich on an ace and just say, oh, one of the dinisim is that he never becomes a Valkari. We have to do our part, and that's why they were maskinin like another kayin as a backup, as a replacement. Now, the pashtus is that we were misakin this kayin to be his replacement in case he becomes a Balkari. Interestingly, the Tzitzis Rush over here says that no, the pshat is that by being misakin another kayin gadol, another kayin to be his replacement, that itself would make it that the kayin gadol won't become a Balkari. He'll see that there's another backup waiting for him in case he does something wrong, and he'll be extra careful. He'll be extra careful that nothing wrong will happen, and that's what the Mishnah means. That we set up another kayin because Shemi Yerub by Psul. If we wouldn't do that, so that maybe he'll be more lax. But now that we have another kayin waiting there as a backup, so he'll be extra careful. Now, what does maskinin entail? What does it mean that we're maskinin another kayin? So the Ritva points out already that it obviously doesn't mean that we were mafreshim. This backup kayin obviously didn't need to do this prisha zayin yamim that we just spoke about. And the Ritva explains because it's not ma'akev. So that's why over here it doesn't say the word mafreshin like another kayin. It says we're maskinin lay. It says a maskinin lay another, but maskinin lay kayin acher tachtov, not mafreshin lay kayin acher tachtov, because itaka didn't need prisha. So then, what does maskinin entail? So if you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim over here on the side of the page, so he brings two things. He says that first of all we would prepare for him big day kuhuna, and second is that we would warn him about being careful to stay tar. So that's what it means. So maskinin lay kayin acher tachtov, when we would tell him, you know, you have to be careful. You're the backup kayin gadol. And we would start doing his measurements so we could get him the big day kahuna that would fit him appropriately. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, af isha acharas maskinin lay. Rabbi Yehuda says that this kohen gadol, we said that the actual kohen gadol, so besides setting up a backup kohen, we would also set up a backup wife. That af isha acheres maskinin lay. Why? Because shema tamas ishtai. Maybe his wife will die, and the kohen gadol needs to be married on Yom Kippur for his avodah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, it says that when the kohen gadol brings the chatos on Yom Kippur, it says v'chiper ba'adai v'ad beisai. It says that through this carbon he gets kapara for himself and for his bias, and beisai zu ishtai. To which Rabbi Yehuda darshins that beisai is a reference to a person's wife, like we had the Gemara in Shabbos on Kufiyot Chesam Beis, the Rabbi Yosi would call his wife Beisi. So Beisa is a reference to a person's wife. So you see that the kohen gadol needs to be married on Yom Kippur. So Amrulai and Agav, the Tes Yishanim is medayik that the Mishnah only says this about the actual kohen gadol, that we would only set up a backup wife for the actual kohen gadol, but for the backup kohen. So it doesn't say anything about that we would set up a backup wife for the backup kohen. Now, why did the backup kohen have to be married also? Otherwise, what use was it to set up him as the backup kohen if he's not married? So he was obviously married, but to set up from a backup wife, so that the Tosfos Yeshanim is medayik from the Mishnah, that they didn't do. And he gives two reasons. Either because being married also is not ma'akev, and therefore there's no need to set up, once we already have a backup kohen, to set up also backup wife. Anyways, it's not ma'akev, it's not a big deal. The actual kohen gadol, so Rabbi Yehuda holds, that we do set up a backup wife. But set up a backup wife for the backup kohen, that no. Or it could be that even if it is ma'akev, but to be choshesh ad kedei kach, that maybe the kohen gadol is going to die. And then maybe the wife of the backup kohen is going to die, so ad kedei kach, we're not choshesh. Even if it could be it is ma'akev to be married. But either way, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds that we would set up a backup wife for the kohen gadol. Amrulai, however, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda that im kain, that you're going to be chayshish, that maybe his wife's going to die, so then ain't l'davar saif, meaning maybe this wife's also going to die, and then you should set up another backup for this backup, and then a backup for this backup. And Tosfos explains that even if it could be that generally we are chayshin in lamisa, but here it's such a short amount of time, so we don't have to be chayshin in lamisa. In such a short amount of time, we don't have to be chayshish for misa. And if you're going to be chayshish for misa in such a short amount of time, which is already a crazy chashash, said be chayshish also that maybe this wife's going to die, and then that wife's going to die, and therefore ain ladavar saif. That was a chachamim's taina. Says the Gemara, Tnan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Para. Shivas Yamim Kaidim Sreifas HaPara, that 7 days before the Sreifas HaPara, before the burning of the Para Aduma, so Hayu Mafrishim Kayin HaSreifas HaPara Mi Beisoy. So there also we have this halacha, this type of thing, that we would be pirate, we would be Mafrish, the Kayin, that was Sreif the Para Mi Beisoy from his house, Lilishka Shapnei Abira, to a certain room that was in front of the Beis HaMikdash, Tzafayna Mizracha, to the north and to the east. That we'd be mafresh the kain, it's a machaikis in para, in parak dal, mishnah aleph, if it's any kain or dafka the kain gadol, but whoever it is, so we're mafresh this kain 7 days before this reifa to this room, to this chamber by the Beis HaMikdash, that's the north, on the northeast. Ulishkas Beis HaEven Haisa Nikris, this chamber, this room was called the Lishkas Beis HaEven, and that's the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is Mefarish. That Velama Nikra Shema Lishkas Beis HaEven. Why was this room called the Lishkas Beis HaEven? Shekol Maaseha Bekli Glalim. Ubekli Avanim Ubekli Adama. Because all, the entire room was made up of materials consisting of, animal waste, and Kli Avanim is stones, Ukli Adama and unbaked clay. And all these things, the common denominator between them is that they're all not Mekabel Tumah. So my taima, why would they dafka use a room that was made of all these materials that was not makabel tuma? Says the Gemara, because kevan the tful yoim kasher bepara, because since we hold that the tful yoim is kasher for the paraduma, a tful yoim means someone that was tameh, so he goes to the mikvah, and even though he goes to the mikvah, he's not yet considered tar, completely at least, until there's something called harav shemesh, until nightfall, he still has an element of tum on him. Until Harav Shemesh. Now we hold that even though he has this element of Tumah on him, he's still kosher for the Parah Adumah. He's called a Tful Yoim, a person awaiting still Harav Shemesh. He's kosher for the Parah Adumah. So because we hold that a Tful Yoim is kosher by Parah, did not we learn in the Mishnah, Metamin Hayu HaKayein HaSarif HaSapara, we would even bedafka be metame the Kayin that was Sarif the Parah. The Tosis holds we gave him a Tumah Durabanan. The Rambam writes Lahadi that we even put a Sheretz by him on him, and we were metame him even midaraisa. So we would even be bedafka. We would bedafka be metame the Kayin HaSarif HaSapara Umad Bilanaisai, and we would then bring him to the mikvah. In order that he should be a tful yoim. And why do we do it? Why do we dafka want the kayin aserif hasapara to be a tful yoim? Lahaitzi miliban shel tzedukim. To show that we're not, that not like what the tzedukim think. Shahayu aymerim, the tzedukim said, they held that b'mu'ur avi ha-shemesh ha-isenasis, that the power could only be done by people who already experienced harav shemesh. It wasn't kosher for a tful yoim. So in order to show that they're wrong, so therefore we would bedafka be metame the kain asarif hasapara and make him into a tful yoim. And Rav Liashev points out in his Zaharas over here that it's not like every time the tzedukim think something, so we have to go and show, not like them. But specifically here, where the tzedukim were saying a chumra, they were saying that the tful yoim is possible. So sometimes by chumras, it's much easier that maybe some people will follow after them. So dafka by this chumra, so we show that they're wrong, that their chumra is incorrect. So, but because we would do this, so that's the halacha, that we hold that the tful yoim is kosher for paraduma. We would even bedafka be metame the kain aserif hasapara. And because we did all this, therefore, tekinu la rabbanon kli glalim kli avanim kli adama delayli kabu tuma. So therefore, the chachamim dafka made a room consisting of all these materials that are not mekabel tuma kihechi delalizalzluba, in order that the we shouldn't be mezalzal in paraduma. That we see that, oh, we're so lax at Paraduma, we're even bedafka being matam in the Kayin. So it could be a person will then be lax in other areas of Tumah V'Taira. So in order to do to counteract that mindset, so we made a tremendous chumrah, and we made a room that the Kayin would stay in, and that the room was a room that had no possibility of any sort of Tumah. In order to make a chumrah to counteract the zilzal that could come out from that which we were metame the kayin. So that's the halacha of that room. And we're bringing all this because we're going to ask on the end of, in the end of the amud, why, what's the makar, both by Yom Kippur and by Parah, that were mafresh the kayin for 7 days before. But once we're bringing this Mishnah in Parah, so the Gemara is going to just explain the Mishnah. So we explain why the room was called, Lishkas Beis Aven. And now the Gemara wants to know, Mashnat Tzvayna Mizracha. We said that the room that they separated the Kain HaSarifis HaPara to was Bitzvayna Mizracha of the Mikdash. So why Dafka room that was in that location, that was northeast of the Beis HaMikdash? So says the Gemara, Kaven Dechatasi, because since Para is called the Chatas, Rashi brings the pasuk lemeini dechatasi. So since a para is a chatas, it's called chatas. The chatas to unetzafin, and chatas is shechted in the north of the azara. Now a para is not, but a para is called a chatas, and the chatas is shechted in the northern part of the azara. Uksivba, and it says about the para aduma el neichach pnei el maid, that when you sprinkle the dam of the para aduma, so you do this on the east of the Beis HaMikdash, el neichach pnei el maid, facing the el maid. So being that these are the directions of the para, so takinu le rabbanan lishka to find a mizracha. So therefore, the rabbanan dafka were misaking for him a room that was on the northeast. Kehechi de la havila hekera. So that should be like as a simon to remember all the different details about the avaida. My bira. What does it mean? The bira. We said that the lishka was al pnei habira. What's the bira? Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Makom Haya Bahar Abayis, there was a certain place on Har Abayis, Ubira Shemai, and it was called Bira. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish is Chalik, he says that no, Kol HaMikdash Kulai Kare Bira, it's not a certain place on the Har Abayis, the Mikdash itself, the whole entire Mikdash is called Bira. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, it says that when David HaMelech was davening at the end of his life, for Shlomo HaMelech to build the Beis HaMikdash, so he davened that Shlomo HaMelech should have the Siyata Deshmaya Livnais as HaBira Asher Achinaisi, to build the Bira that I prepared, the Bira referring to the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that the whole Beis HaMikdash is called Bira. Either way, that's the pshat in the Mishnah in Para. And so now, on Bezras Hashem tomorrow, we'll continue with Minani Mili, that how do we know what's the Makar for this Prisha Zayin Yamin, both by Yom Kippur and by Para. We rise up.